You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
More than 20 years ago, there was a woman who was a single mother, did not have any source of income, had no insurance, had no real place to live, and had no prospects, at least as far as she herself told herself. But she came out with a book, and then a series of them, which changed the world as we know it. That is J.K. Rowling, and it happens to be her birthday today. Over 450 million books of the Harry Potter series have been sold. The blockbuster franchise that came out of these books remains one of the most profit-making films of all time. And in one of those books, she said something in the voice of Dumbledore. And this sort of bodes for all of us. It is our choices, Harry, that show what we truly are far more than our abilities. Something to always remember. Happy birthday to J.K. Rowling. And speaking of choices, that is the podcast I bring to you every morning. Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Kshitij Gandhi of SMC Global Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 4 to 6% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Before anything else, let's run through that list of stocks. Voltas Limited has a sell call, target of 540 rupees, stop loss 580 rupees, downside of 4%. Tata Chemicals has a sell call as well, target 550 rupees, stop loss 590 rupees, downside of 4%. Hindalco Industries with a sell call as well, target 178 rupees, stop loss 197 rupees for a downside of 6%. We'll come back in just a little while to find out why Kshitij has those sell calls on those three stocks, but let's also find out what he has to say about the trends set up on the Lal Street. Indian markets once again started this week on a negative note, with Nifty 50 slipping to a three-month low on the back of weak corporate earnings and continuous selling by foreign portfolio investors. The sharp sell-off was witnessed in auto, metal, banking and financial stocks, which dragged down Nifty below the 11,100 mark. As per the derivative data, call writers are now actively adding open interest in 11,300 strikes, which should act as a major hurdle for the Nifty in the August series. From the technical front as well, Nifty is constantly trading well below its long-term moving averages with continuous short build-up into the prices. In the coming sessions, we believe, that is SMC Global Securities, that bears are likely to keep control over the markets and the current trend is likely to remain under pressure, with Nifty moving towards 11,000 to 10,900 levels. But any technical bounce on the higher side should take resistance at 11,200 to 11,250 levels. Now, going back to that list of stocks, we start things off with Voltas with a sell call. In the recent sessions, the stock has given a fresh breakdown below its long-term moving averages and breached the crucial support level placed at 585 rupees. Additionally, on a shorter time frame, the stock managed to give a break below the neckline of the head and shoulder pattern, which points towards more downside in prices moving forward. Traders can sell the stock of Voltas below 565 rupee levels for the downside target of 540 levels and a stop loss above 580 rupees. That is Voltas with a sell call. Next up, Tata Chemicals, also with a sell call. The stock has been trading consistently lower with the formation of lower top and lower bottom formation on the daily interval. This week, the stock gave a breakdown below the key support levels of 585 rupees, along with heavy short build-up into the prices. The secondary oscillators on the daily as well as weekly intervals are also pointing towards more downside into the prices. Traders can therefore sell the stock of Tata Chemicals below 575 rupees for the downside target of 550 rupees with a stop loss placed above 590 rupees. That is Tata Chemicals with a sell call. And finally, Hindalco Industries with a sell call as well. Since the beginning of the year, the stock has been continuously trading well below its long-term moving averages with prices holding within a downward sloping channel. At the current juncture, the stock has given a fresh breakdown below the rising wedge pattern and also slipped below the 200 days exponential moving average on the weekly interval, which is again a bearish signal for the prices moving forward. Traders can therefore sell the stock of Hindalco Industries below 190 rupee levels for the downside target of 178 rupee levels and a stop loss above 197 rupees. That is Hindalco with a sell call. Those names one last time. Voltas with a sell call, target 540, stop loss 580, downside of 4%. Tata Chemicals with a sell call as well, target 550, stop loss 590, downside of 4%. Hindalco Industries with a sell call, target 178, stop loss 197, and a downside of 6%. Well, that's it. Here's hoping that some of those names prove super useful to you. And if you're on your way home or to work or wherever it is that you're traveling, if you've listened to this podcast, it is also time for you to listen to some Harry Potter audiobooks. Stephen Fry does a magnificent job. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.